Every now and then, you experience something that makes such an impression on you that you think of it only in terms of itself, as a single, independent thing. Only later you realize the thing you experienced is part of a larger pattern, maybe even a pattern you've noticed before. Last month, I took a trip to see someone who wasn't well. His doctors were pretty sure he had ALS, aka Lou Gehrig's disease, a fatal neurological malady kind enough to leave you lucid while your body dies. This person's wife, however, had convinced herself and her alternative medicine coven that her husband had Lyme disease, a serious but treatable illness. She'd also convinced herself that his deterioration and non-response to antibiotics were due to his negativity. As a result, in addition to blame and guilt, the paralyzed man got to experience treatments consisting of New Age music with what sounded like Alvin the Chipmunk in the background. It turned out the barely audible rodent was actually a sped-up human voice spewing number and letter codes, sequences along the lines of X9B8Q. The patient's wife explained, "The guy who makes the music figured out a code that bypasses your higher-order thinking brain, so you can't deny or disbelieve the treatment. It goes straight to your autonomic system and reprograms your DNA to fight the Lyme better." When I asked how your autonomic system understands a number and letter code, her response was, "It just bypasses your thinking brain and goes straight to your autonomic system." Now let's back up. The idea that the part of your nervous system that keeps organs working without thought could understand a code deciphered by some guy selling tapes is patently ridiculous. But even more so is the idea that your autonomic system could reprogram your DNA. You know what? I want that code guy to reprogram my DNA, except I want to be 6'6" with perfect skin. Come to think of it, screw it. I want to be a dolphin. Here's something that actually reprograms your DNA. Radiation. It hit me later that this singular troubling experience was part of a pattern I've worried about for years. Namely, that we Americans tend to be scientifically illiterate compared to much of the modern world. In a recent science test given to 15-year-olds in 30 developed countries, Americans ranked 17th. The main source of science grad students in America is China, followed by South Korea. Those are just two symptoms of a problem that is not on par with stuffy concerns about, say, our lack of love for Beowulf. It's much worse than that. Scientific illiteracy allows people to ignore what the majority of scientists and doctors say if there's a shred of contradictory information anywhere on the internet. It allows real people with terminal diseases to be unnecessarily subjected to guilt, blame, and chipmunks babbling codes. It allows people to vote for politicians who don't even believe in global warming. It allows fundamentalists to criticize the theory of evolution while having little or no understanding of what evolution is or what evolution means. I've heard otherwise intelligent people say things like, "Evolution is against God," or "Evolution means a monkey gave birth to a person," right? Actually, no, but it does explain why it's taking us so long to vaccinate away the common cold, just as it explains countless other things we see all around us. Our scientific illiteracy is truly sad and harmful, and I hope it changes. But who'd have thunk that Sam Cooke with his "Don't Know Much" lyrics was the kind of incisive social commentator that today's TV pundits could only wish to be? The songwriter was 50 years ahead of his time, but I don't think he grasped the size of the truth or the harm in what he said, right before he sung about his ignorance of French.
Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide is.